Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part 2 of 6 on ministering to one another, and it's based on Hebrews 6:10. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Puritan William Bridge asked, quote, "Is it nothing for a man to be employed in comforting, relieving, and supporting others? This is so great a service that the very angels are employed therein," unquote. How then can we do this? Well, it's very simple, by observing the many instances of the words "one another" in the New Testament. The first of these 12 instances is that we love one another. While noted in our studies of loving the Lord Jesus, it is here at the core of our serving him as well. As John declared, "For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another," 1 John 3:11, as well as comparing that with 1 John 2:7 and 8, 3:23, 4:21, and back in John 15:12. All the other instances of one another, in fact, flow from this one. I appreciate these words by Milton. John Milton put it this way, quote, "Freely we serve because we freely love." Secondly, then, we prefer one another. "Be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another," Romans 12:10. The word behind preferring in the Greek is a truly fascinating word. It is the word proegeomai. It's comprised of pro, which means before, and hegeomai, to lead the way. And therefore, the idea is to take the lead in honoring one another. In other words, as Matthew Henry wrote, quote, "Instead of contending for superiority, let us be forward to give to others the preeminence," unquote. Paul wrote his own commentary on this verse in Philippians 2, 3 and 4. "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." Sadly, and how sad indeed, that we all often do the exact opposite. We think of ourselves first and foremost in any situation. We serve only when we know that we will be recognized and even elevated over others. But that is not how love and true service function. We go to the front of the line not to receive honor for ourselves, but rather to lead the way in recognizing honor in others. Thirdly, we receive one another as another emphasis of ministry. Receive one another. "Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God," Romans 15:7. Here is a profound follow-up from the previous principle. Receive translates proslambano, which here literally means to receive to oneself, admit to one's society and fellowship, receive and treat with kindness. Isn't it interesting that people do all kinds of things for what they call acceptance nowadays? And others in turn demand certain things before they will accept the ones in question. University fraternities, for example, demand certain actions and behavior, which are often just mean-spirited and wicked, from so-called pledges. And they do this before they are accepted into membership. And tragically, I've seen this occur even in some Christian institutions, and this is just, to be honest, it's wicked. At other times, we reject those who do not agree with us on some minor, not major, but minor point of doctrine or practice. What then is the basis of our acceptance? One thing, and one thing only, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. That is more than enough reason. If you'd like to go a little deeper on your own, here's some scriptures for study. Paul used this same word of receive earlier in Romans, back in chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Notice those verses. What observations can you make in those verses? Our next episode is part 3 of 6, Ministering to One Another. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek God.